How to connect wireless speakers to receiver. First, you need to find a wireless speaker with the same connection type as your receiver. The most common types are Bluetooth, Wi-Fi and AirPlay. Some receivers have multiple connections, so you may need to check the manual for instructions on how to connect your speakers to the receiver. Connect wireless speakers to receiver. If you have a Wi-Fi connection, then this is the best option as it doesn't require any other hardware or cables. You can look for speakers that support AirPlay and follow the instructions on how to connect them to your receiver. If they don't support AirPlay but do support DLNA, you should be able to select them as a device on your receiver and follow the instructions. How to connect wireless speakers to receiver using Bluetooth connectivity. Turn on your receiver and Bluetooth speakers. Select the option to add a device to your receiver. Press any button on the back of the speaker you want to pair with. The LED light should flash, if not, then press it again until you see this happening. If there is no physical button, try holding the power button for about 5 seconds until the LED lights up. You should see a list of devices on your receiver. Select the device you want to pair with and if prompted, enter the PIN. Your speaker will now be paired with your receiver. If you want to connect more than one speaker, repeat this process for each individual device. To disconnect a speaker from your receiver or switch between multiple speakers, press the volume buttons on your remote. They should display BT, which indicates that they are in Bluetooth mode. Then press these again until you see the name of the speaker you wish to disconnect or switch to. You can now control the volume and other functions on your speaker through your receiver. To turn off Bluetooth mode, press and hold these buttons until you see BT off displayed. If you have any problems with connecting a device, go back into the settings of your receiver and try pairing again with these steps repeated. Check your speaker's manual for more information about how to use it with Bluetooth. How to connect wireless speakers using AirPlay. Turn on your receiver and the speakers you want to connect. Select AirPlay from your device's list of options or settings. You should see a list of speakers that are available for pairing with this device. If the speaker doesn't show up, try going into its settings and make sure it's connected to the same Wi-Fi network as your receiver. Once you have selected a speaker from the list, wait for them to connect. You should now be able to control your speaker through the device you are using, such as a mobile phone or tablet, etc. If you want to disconnect your speaker, press the AirPlay button on your device and speakers using DLNA. Turn on your receiver and speakers you want to connect. Select the option to add a device from a list of options or settings. If your speaker is not automatically found, you will need to select Search for Media Renderer or similar. This should find the device, and once it's connected, you will be able to control your speaker through the device you are using. You can now disconnect a speaker from this menu by selecting it and clicking Disconnect. If you want to use multiple speakers with your receiver, follow the same process for each individual speaker. If you need more information on how to use your receiver's settings, go back into its manual for further instructions. Turn your wired speakers into wireless speakers. If your speakers are already wired into a receiver, you will need to buy a Bluetooth transmitter. This plugs into the audio out port of your receiver. You can then plug your speakers into the Bluetooth transmitter using a cable. In order to use this, you will have to switch it on and select it as your Bluetooth device on the list of options or settings. You can then pair with this transmitter using the method above. You can now control your speaker through the device you are using. You can use multiple speakers with this option by following the same process for each individual speaker. You can find more information about how to use this device by going back into the manual of your receiver. If you want to connect your speakers to a receiver, but there are no spare ports, you will need to buy an audio cable. This is plugged in between the speaker and the receiver. If you don't want to use your receiver as a method of control, such as using an app or device on your phone or tablet, then you can plug a Bluetooth receiver into your speaker. This will allow you to switch the speakers on and off as well as control the volume and other functions through the Bluetooth device you are using them. You can also connect multiple speakers to your receiver by following this process for each speaker. FAQs. Can I connect my speakers to a TV? Yes, if your television has Bluetooth or AirPlay functionality, you can easily pair it with your speakers. If your television doesn't have Bluetooth or AirPlay functionality, you will need to buy an audio cable and plug it into the headphone jack on the back of your TV. How can you turn wired speakers into Bluetooth? If your speakers are already wired into a receiver, you will need to buy a Bluetooth transmitter. This plugs into the audio out port of your receiver. You can then plug your speakers into the Bluetooth transmitter using a cable. In order to use this, you will have to switch it on and select it as your Bluetooth device on the list of options or settings. You can then pair with this transmitter using the method above.